Morning Glory and Evening Grace, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. On May 29, 2007, Specialist Gerald Hancock was driving his tank on patrol in Iraq when an EFP blew it up. He was very badly burned, 30% of his body. He lost his left arm, and he was paralyzed below the chest. He's from Lancaster, California, and Lancaster has rallied to him. And on Saturday night, Gary Sinise and the Lieutenant Dan Band are getting together with the Lancaster Jet Hawks to hold a special concert to help get a home built for Gerald. Gary Sinise joins me now. Hello, Gary. How are you?
Hey, Hugh. Thanks for having me. I'm good.
It is terrific that you're going out to Lancaster. I love Lancaster, high desert of California. Tell us about the venue and what time it gets going. I think people can go to GarySinisFoundation.org to get details, right?
That's absolutely correct. I'll tell you the story about this. I actually saw a little story on Gerald that was done because the local high school kids in Lancaster had found out about him and found out about his story. He was injured in 2007, as you said, and he's been living in a very cramped up trailer with two children, just a difficult living situation. And the kids at the local high school there found out about him and wanted to help him get him a new home. My foundation has been, involved in several Wounded Warrior home building projects around the country. And I've done over 20 concerts for 20 different wounded service members to raise money to help build these houses. And when I found out about what the kids had done, I contacted them and said, let us help you raise money. I'll come out and do a concert. And the kids had already raised $182,000,
wow,
obviously, to build a home for him. And also his parents, a section of the home will be for his parents because he needs caregivers as he's trying to take care of two kids with one arm and is confined to a wheelchair and some traumatic brain injury. They obviously need more money than $182,000. A couple of weeks ago, I went out there. They needed about $240,000 to get the project started, and my foundation contributed $60,000 on April 23rd, and then I've committed to come out May 10th, this Saturday, to do this concert to support the kids' effort to help Gerald. And they started a foundation, an organization called Operation All the Way Home, to get this wounded service member all the way home and into a special house. And this is very good because I spent a lot of time. I'm full-time with the foundation now. I have been since CSI New York finished shooting in February of 2013. And I spent a lot of time going around the country raising money, raising awareness, trying to raise spirits, and bring communities together around a particular wounded service member to sort of draw attention to them and make sure the community knows they're there and that they need some assistance. Well, these kids had already done that. This is a perfect example of a community coming together around their local hero. And I'm just going out there to raise the rest of the money with the concert. You can go to GarySinisFoundation.org for all the ticket information for the concert is listed right there on the homepage. And you can help support this effort and many other efforts around the country.
You're playing at the Jethawk Stadium up in the high desert, so it's going to be open air, going to be a beautiful night. I think you get started at 7 p.m. on Saturday night. And everyone who's listening in Southern California on 870 or 590, then go over to GarySinisFoundation.org. Get your tickets right now. I mean, it'll be a nice venue given the open air stadium deal. I'm sure everyone in Lancaster is going to show up. But what I liked about this one, Gary, is you've got you always underscore the community has to not only help you build the house and you help them do that, but they got to stay with the young wounded vet for a long, long time. It's not just a house. It's not just raising money. They got to be there for them.
Well, I think that's the particular issue here. If every community in every town, every neighborhood, in every city in this country took up the charge to make sure that they took care of their defenders when they come home from battle, then we would have our problem solved with regards to veteran support and veterans assistance. So rallying communities around their local veterans is paramount, I think, in the difficult atmosphere that we have right now. If community leaders, local governments decide that they're going to have a veterans network or veterans assistance programs in their community, that they are going to have a part of their organization that will seek out veterans and make sure that they know where the assistance is in their communities, we'll solve the veterans issues. This is a country of we the people, and not necessarily we the government. I mean, we should ask a lot of our government in terms of taking care of our defenders when they come home from wars that the government sends them to. But we should also recognize that the people have a responsibility as well to try to address the needs of our veterans. And that's what I try to do. I have a foundation. I started this foundation after years and years of work in support of our military. And certainly after September 11th, I got more actively involved because, going back to the mid-90s when I played Lieutenant Dan and got involved with our disabled veterans organizations around the country, now we have an entire new generation of real-life Lieutenant Dan Taylors. Guys, I played Wounded Soldier in Forrest Gump, and from that point on, I got very actively involved with our wounded. And now, who would have thought? We never knew that we would be attacked and we'd deploy to Afghanistan and Iraq and be in the longest war of our history here. We still have men and women serving in Afghanistan, and they're still getting hurt. We're still losing them. And we're going to feel the residual effects of 13 years of war for many years to come.
I love the tagline. It's Gary Sinise and Lieutenant Dan Band, but the tagline is honor, period, gratitude, period, rock and roll. These are great concerts, by the way. I've been out in the Inland Empire when Gary Sinise brought it out to Temecula a couple of years ago, and the set is a great set. These are wonderful musicians, Gary. I always like to emphasize to people, they're getting a heck of a concert at the same time, especially when they can go to a place like Lancaster and be under the stars at the Jet Hawk Stadium there.
Well, thanks. Thanks. This is a cover band. You know, I started the band to just go entertain the troops. That's when I was doing a lot of handshake tours back in 2003 to Iraq and around the world, just shaking hands and taking pictures with, service members and making sure they knew they were appreciated. And I had musicians that I played with for fun, and I eventually was able to talk the USO and to let me take them with. And I've been, and I wanted to put a set together of popular songs, contemporary, classic, country, rock, pop, blues, Motown, you name it. We do it, and it's a fun show. And the kids are all going to like it, and the adults like it. There's something for everybody in the show. And I just, I'm not a songwriter. I just put the songs together to give people enjoyment and to raise money, spirits, and awareness around the country for our men and women who serve.
So I think people ought to be checking GarySinisFoundation.org on a regular basis to see when the Lieutenant Dan Band is coming near you. And again, it's at the Hangar on Saturday night at the Valley Center Way in Lancaster, California. But you got a lot of other events coming up this summer as well. Gerald Hancock is the beneficiary of Saturday night's concert, but you're on the road quite a lot this summer, Gary Sinise. So on behalf of everyone you have helped and the people you're going to continue to help, and thanks, and say that please as well to everyone else in your band. They spent a lot of time getting this right and on the road, and we appreciate their efforts as well.
Thank you so much, Hugh. I appreciate it.